This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. Hello, hello. How are you all doing this week? You have me, J. Lewis Mills, and you are now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. As always, I hope you all had a great week. I had a great week. There were some new situations that came up in my professional life that I am excited for that journey. I had to say goodbye to some people. It was a bit bittersweet, more on the side of bitter than sweet. But you know, at some point, you know, me as an actor, I have to recognize and I have to know my own worth. And when you just don't think that you're on the same page with some people professionally, I don't care what your job is, you know, it's sometimes you need a new beginning. Sometimes you need sometimes you need new situations coming up. So I am very excited for a new journey that I am on. I am still also very excited. This time next week, I will be getting ready to head to Heidelberg, Germany. I am going to be giving two different, I'm going to be speaking at two different events. One is a corporate event, and the other is just an inspirational expo type event, so to speak. But I am very, very blessed. I feel very blessed. I am very humbled, and I am very grateful for the opportunity to travel to Germany and tell my story. So I do have that coming up. Just as a bit of a side note, excuse me, this past summer, I worked on a film by the name of Hotel Artemis. You can Google it. You can check it out on IMDb. You can see the trailers for it. We have a great cast that is attached to this film. And it should be, if I remember correctly, it's going to be coming out June 8th. So be sure to look out for that, Hotel Artemis. So tonight, I respectfully asked my guest for this evening if we could postpone our conversation because I wanted to have just a conversation with me. When I do shows like the show I'm going to do this evening, you know, I don't want my opinions, I don't want my thought patterns, I don't want me speaking from my heart to be attached to anybody else. If I say something that is controversial, if I say something that I anticipate people not liking, I don't want anyone else attached to that level of negativity. And, you know, tonight, some of the things I'm going to be speaking about, I believe, fall under the category of controversial or fall under the category of I don't really want anyone else to suffer any repercussions from anything that I say. So let's just get right to it. Over the last, oh, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. It's just going to take time up to try and figure out how long. But there's a couple of situations that are going on in America today that I wanted to speak about. And I I knew that when they came up, I was going to speak about them. It's just I am not like most people. I'm not going to rush to judgment. I don't believe that we in any capacity should be a judgmental society. However, I'm one of the few people that believes that. So I wanted to give a little time for, you know, the full stories to come out. I wanted to give a little time for both sides of the situation to respond or react to what was going on. The first subject I'm going to speak about, it was hot like fire for the last week or so, ever since it happened, and it was Mr. Kanye West going on TMZ saying that he felt like slavery was a choice. I will start that by saying, whether you want to be a role model, whether you don't want to be a role model, back in the 90s, former basketball player Charles Barkley did I believe it was a Nike commercial that said, "I'm not your kid's role model. I'm not a role model," which, you know, I applaud him for saying that. And he's absolutely right. You know, a child's role models, in my mind, should be their parents. I don't think a child should have any other role model other than a parent. But in our society, or in society, that's not always the way it goes. There are, in my opinion, there are more bad parents out there than there are good parents. So that thought pattern is absolutely just completely gone. So do I think Kanye West is a role model? I think to some he is. Do I think that's right? Absolutely not. However, if you do not have a full understanding of taking a job or taking a position in the public eye, where not only everything that you say is put under a microscope, is polarized, is scrutinized, is criticized, then maybe you shouldn't be in a position that you are in the public eye. You can absolutely enjoy the financial benefit from it. You can absolutely enjoy the other perks that come with being an actor, an actress, a musician, a singer, an athlete, some of these YouTube stars, which I'm going to get into that, you know, later on in the conversation. So for Kanye West to come out and say that he believes slavery was a choice, you know, I made a meme up and I put it on my social media. It was a picture of Kanye, and I wrote on the picture, "Amex," because I couldn't write American Express, so I had to write, "Amex is my only black card." I didn't feel bad about doing that. I didn't feel guilty about doing that. And the reason I wrote what I wrote, and the reason I put the meme out there that I put, I think I put another one out there that said, "Dear black delegation, can we trade Kanye West for a bag of Skittles?" What I meant by that one was he's not worth anything, you know, to the black community. So let's just trade him for a bag of Skittles and call it a day. But if you're somebody like Kanye West that is in that is as big as you are, that has a worldwide following as you do, I'm not going to talk about, I'm not going to say everything that he said, but he said – for 400 years, 400 years, you were in slavery? That sounds like a choice to me. And I wanted to give him a chance to come out over the past week or so, whenever it happened. And I wanted him to give a chance to explain, just like he explained why he had his Let's Make America Great Again hat on. And I have to be honest with you, I accept his explanation for that. He was absolutely right. An outsider came in and blew the doors off of our political world. Everybody said Donald Trump was not going to make it to president. You had some people, I have to still work in this town, so I'll just say you had some people that said, if Donald Trump wins, I'm moving out of the country. How many of those people, and you know who I'm talking about, how many of those people have moved out of the country? You had people that were paid thousands of dollars to go on political TV shows for the different news networks across the country that got their books were boosted, their book sales were boosted. They were able to ask for more money when they went speaking on their speaking engagements, talking about how Donald Trump was not going to win. The motherfucker won, y'all. You know? So I understand. I 100% understand Kanye West saying that he feels like he sees a lot of himself in Donald Trump because he's an outsider. He's somebody that people say couldn't do the things that he has accomplished, just like Donald Trump did. And, you know, I will be clear about this. Before Donald Trump became president, he wasn't as hated as he is now. I do believe that some of the hate that comes towards Donald Trump is because he is 100% against the grain. He is not a politician, and he made it to the highest office in the land. Now, I just have to say, as I have said on other shows that I have done, his conduct in office, what did you expect? For those that thought, and I've heard people come on news shows and say, well, I thought that once he became president, he was going to be more presidential and he was going to take that more serious. Because he didn't do what you thought he was going to do, that's not a reason for you to hate him. Trust me, Donald Trump gives us enough reasons to dislike him. I don't even like using the word hate because that is such a strong word, and that gives too much power to say that you hate somebody. I would never in life, the way I'm thinking now, I would never in life give anyone that much power for me to say I hate you, because that's giving too much of yourself to somebody. That's giving too much of your energy. That's giving too much emotion. So I would never say that. So I do agree and I do understand where Kanye West was coming from when he said that he feels like he sees a lot of Donald Trump in him. What I don't agree with is, like I said, Kanye West saying that slavery was a choice. But I also don't agree with Kanye West or anyone else for that matter that wants to say slavery was around in this country for 400 years, because it wasn't. And I hear a lot of people when they get on their proverbial soapbox and they want to start talking about 400 years, 400 years. slavery was only around in the United States of America for 246 years. Slavery started the first slave ship. Here's your education. And by the way, if anyone disagrees with what I'm saying, if you have any comments, I'm live right now. So you are more than welcome to have a conversation, not an argument. You are more than welcome to have a conversation with me by calling 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. The first slave ship docked or came into port in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619. That was 1 year before the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. They landed in 1620. There are some people out there that want to say when Abraham Lincoln gave his Emancipation Proclamation speech, that was the end of slavery. Abraham Lincoln gave his speech January 1st, 1863. Slavery did not officially end the way we knew slavery or what we know of slavery. Slavery did not end until the 13th Amendment of the Constitution was ratified, and that wasn't until December 6th, 1865. And for those that don't know what the 13th Amendment is, the 13th Amendment was the abolishment of slavery and involuntary servitude, except for it to be used as punishment. And you'll have some people that will say, you know, indentured servants were slaves. Well, an indentured servant was someone that owed a debt, and they were basically working their debt off. If you are one of these people that wants to say Christopher Columbus discovered America, number one, I feel sorry for you. And number two, that wasn't until 1492. So if slavery was abolished in 1865, that would mean slavery had to have started somewhere around 1465. The United States of America wasn't even the United States of America until 1492. So how is that possible? How is it possible that in America, slavery went on for 400 years? It didn't. So automatically, when I hear people start conversations about 400 years, you've already lost me. Because you don't know what you're talking about. So when I first heard Kanye say 400 years, all of y'all were in it for 400 years? That sounds like a choice. To me, all due respect to Mr. West, that sounds like you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Now, if he would have said for 246 years, as I said, slavery started in 1619 as we know it. It wasn't abolished until 1865. If you can't do the quick math, every smartphone has a calculator. Do the math. Now, I am not going to sit here and try and pretend that once slavery was abolished, every slave owner said, oh, well, okay, I guess we got to pack it up. No more slavery. No, that's not what I'm saying. But from 1865 to 1965, that's another 100 years. So if you even want to try and give the uneducated argument, well, you know, it went on for another 100 years. Really? How many slave owners did you know in 1965? If the first slave ship didn't have but 20 slaves on it, the first one, I'm not saying that's all that came here, so I don't want anybody saying this man doesn't know what he's talking about. The first slave ship that pulled into port in Virginia had 20 slaves on it. It wasn't until after that that all these other slaves started coming over here. But the first one was 1619. It was abolished 1865. That's 246 years, people. So if anyone is going to get up on their soapbox and try and talk about how bad slavery was, if anybody's going to get up on their soapbox and try and have a conversation about slavery, please know what you're talking about. And please speak intelligently. Because if you want to start with the 400 years, you have already lost me and anyone that has done their research and that is educated on when slavery started here in this country. Now, if you want to really be technical about it, I guess you can say, I don't even want this to come out of my mouth, but I guess I have to be honest. If you want to say there was a choice, then the only choice that there was other than slavery for slaves was death. If you want to say there was a choice. So because my mind is a commonsensical mind, I don't see death as a choice. That's not a choice to me. But if there's people that want to argue and say, well, yeah, they did have a choice, I'm still going to say, no, they did not. And when I say they, I mean slaves. No, slaves did not have a choice. There was no choice in the matter. But for someone that has as many worldwide, and when I say followers, people, I don't mean social media followers, because Kanye West was big in the game before social media even blew up. But people all around the world know who Kanye West is. People all around the world listen to his music. People all around the world wear his clothing brands. People all around the world try and dress like him. So he is very visible in our today modern world. And for Kanye West to not understand the gravity of what he is saying. Now, listen, I get it. There have been people, excuse me, there have been people that have come out and said, and I believe Kanye has even come out and talked about some type of mental illness that he has, some type of medications that he takes. Okay, I get it. But if you and your people, when I say your people, I mean your team. When I say your team, I mean your management, your family members, the people that work with you on a daily basis. Because behind the scenes, people, it's not just Kanye West. Kanye West has managers. He has agents. He's got producers. He has people on his team. For people to let this man go and say whatever he wants to say, are they just as wrong as Kanye? No, because I have an agent. My agent isn't responsible for shit that I say. My agent isn't responsible for anything that I do. So I'm not saying that the people around him need to silence him, but somebody should have, long before he went to TMZ, somebody should have sat him down and said, look, bruh, you're Kanye fucking West. You can't say inflammatory things like this. Now, I'm not trying to take somebody's words and use them as mine. It's just I don't know the brother's last name, but that cat Van from TMZ, go back and watch the video. He said it best. You live the life that you live, that you have deserved. You spend your money. You go the places that you go to. But the rest of us that don't have that type of what some people want to say crazy money, the rest of us are the ones that have to deal with the repercussions of what you say. And he was 100% true. There are so many voiceless people in this country and in this world. And they are the ones that have to deal with the silly ass shit that people like Kanye West spit out. See, Kanye West has bodyguards. Kanye West has a security team. People can't get to Kanye West like they can to somebody else. What's more, with you coming out saying slavery was a choice, all these ignorant Nazi, KKK, whatever other organization, racist organization some of these people belong to, you are just giving them something to put in their pamphlets. I myself, and I just laughed at it. You can go to my fan page on Facebook and you can look and you can see. But I posted what Kanye West said at TMZ. And I had two different white men get on my page and tell me how wrong I am, how I didn't understand what he was saying. And I sat and I watched the video. But these two white men want to come on my Facebook page and start trying to call me out. These two white men want to come on my page and try telling me how wrong I am, calling me outside of my name. So just go to my Facebook page and look at it. see the response that I gave. I laughed at it. I think I only responded once. I responded directly to one of them because he was trying to bait me into an argument. And I could take the time to look it up on my Facebook page to see exactly what I said, but I don't really want to do that. So I'm just paraphrasing my own words. I think I said something to the effect of, he said, is that your whole argument? And I responded to him. Okay, so the problem is you think you're relevant enough for me to argue with, and you're not. I hope you have a good weekend. And I left it at that. Why am I going to argue with someone that is not relevant to me? Why am I going to do that? Besides, it makes no sense. Why am I going to do that? I got called a demagogue. I got called, I don't know, just go to my Facebook page and see it. I didn't delete those comments. So when I first heard Kanye West say this, I was laying down when I heard it. I actually had to sit up and I was like, wait, did I just hear that right? So I didn't even let the video finish. I started it from the beginning just so that I made sure, okay, now I'm dialed into this shit. Now I really want to hear what he says. And the first thing that sent fire running through my veins was when he laughed. That sounds like a choice. For 400 years, that's a choice. There's some things that people can say that I can just let go. But that's not one of them. That is absolutely not one of them. So to Kanye West, to his people, to his supporters, I just have to say shame on you. I get it. We can do what we want to. We can appreciate who we want to. But what is the difference? And I heard somebody bring this up. So I don't remember who it was, but I heard somebody say, if slavery was a choice, then every Jewish person that was murdered in the Holocaust, that was a choice too, right? For every baby that is aborted, that's a choice too, right? What's the difference? What is the difference in Kanye West saying slavery is a choice versus some ignorant fool coming out saying abortion is a choice of the baby also? Abortion is a choice of the mother, yes. But it's not a choice of the baby. Slavery was a choice of the slave master to own slaves, yes. But it was not a choice of the slaves. I refute his comments. I reject his comments. And it will be a long time before I can let that one go. Especially because I still have yet to hear Kanye West come out and apologize for what he said or to give an explanation. Like I said, I tried waiting to give him time to explain what he meant. He chose not to do that. It's just I wasn't going to come on. I could have very well. asked my friend Ty last week. I could have very well said to her, you know what? Because of this Kanye West bullshit, can we move our show to next week? Because I want to talk about this now. But I did not do that because I wanted to give him a chance to come out and say something to try and give some type of an explanation about what he said, about what he meant. But he did not do that. And I'll be damned if I listen to somebody else that has never even met the man give some kind of an explanation. Oh, well, you just weren't listening. This is what he meant. How the fuck do you know what he meant? And who are you to come out and try and give some kind of explanation about what the man said? I don't care if Kim came out and said, this is what my husband meant. I'm not listening to you. And it's not because you're you. It's just because you're not the one that said it. I wouldn't listen to anybody from his management team. I wouldn't listen to any of his agents. I wouldn't listen to any of his investors. I wouldn't listen to any of his business people. I wouldn't listen to, what's that boy's name? I forgot what the rapper's name was, but there was a rapper, an irrelevant rapper, but there was a rapper that came out and was defending Kanye West. I'm not listening to you. Yes, I watched your video, but I'm not listening to you. I want to hear Kanye West, because Kanye West is the one that sat up on TMZ and said what he said. Now, I also understand this business. I understand when people have something to promote, sometimes people will go and start wilding out just to get back in the public eye, just to bring their name back up, just to boost sales of whatever it is they're doing. But if Kanye West thought that it was a good publicity stunt for him to go to TMZ and say slavery was a choice, again, somebody needs to get that bastard and sit him down and say, look, bruh, No, because now you're offending me. I don't understand how any – I don't care. I don't care what ethnicity you are. Somebody should have sat him down and said to him, you need to go back and clean that shit up. Again, there are some things that you don't have to do that for. But this topic right here, this is one of them. And I feel like over a week is long enough for you to come out and really explain what it is that you are trying to say. You know, I've heard people say, well, we all know Kanye. He has a good heart. He just doesn't know how to express himself. Well, then quit putting a microphone in front of his face. I guess I shouldn't say that, because when people put a microphone in front of his face, that brings clicks to their YouTube channels. That brings eyes to their shows. That does advance other people. So other people can gain off of that. But even, and I don't even know what his name is, the dude that the black guy that sat there, I know his first name is Charles something. The fact that he just sat there when Kanye West said what he said, it's a damn good thing that wasn't me. I'm not just as crazy as Kanye, but hey, I got a level of crazy. It's a good thing that wasn't me, because I would have shut that down right there. And I don't give a damn who you are. You came to us. We didn't come to you. Now, I guess to be fair, I don't know if they called him and said, you know, if you want to come and you want to explain yourself. I don't know how that whole thing happened. But the way it seemed as though he just showed up at TMZ, which I find kind of funny in and of itself, because back not too long ago, Kanye West was attacking TMZ reporters because they kept getting in his face. They kept following him around. They kept asking him questions. At that time, I do believe TMZ was baiting him into saying different things, or they were trying to get a rise out of him. So for him to go to TMZ, I don't know. That looks kind of shady in and of itself. So that's my take on the whole Kanye West thing. If you're going to sit and you're going to talk about slavery, know what you're talking about. Know how long slavery actually happened. Because it wasn't 400 years. '1619 to 1865 is not 400 years. All right, enough about that. Spent a little more time on that than I wanted to, so there might be a couple of things that I don't get to. But I'm absolutely going to now get to this whole, do I really want to say uproar? Going to get to this whole Bill Cosby situation. I 100%, now let me first be clear. If this was a witch hunt, if the prosecution did anything wrong to get Bill Cosby in a courtroom before anyone else was put in a courtroom, that's not for me to say. I saw on someone's social media where Camille Cosby was saying that she wants a call to action or something. I just have to be honest. I was so through with it. I'm just being honest. I didn't even read everything that she said. I didn't. But I don't care who you are. I don't care what ethnicity you are. If you are accused of rape, drug-facilitated sexual assault, sexual battery, child sexual abuse, and sexual conduct, if you have all of that shit on your resume, yeah, you absolutely need to be in a courtroom. And it pains me when people want to bring race into everything. I again saw on people's social media where it was said that Bill O'Reilly, Harvey Weinstein, Charlie Rose, Charlie Sheen, James Franco, none of them have gone to court yet, but this one black man has gone to court. Okay, Ben Vereen hasn't gone to court yet either. Didn't know about him, did you? This has nothing to do with race, and I am absolutely, positively, 100% not saying that sexual harassment is not a big deal, because damn it, it's a big deal. It's a humongous deal. It's an absolute humongous deal. But when you drug somebody and force a sexual activity, I'm sorry. You have to get what's coming to you. Now, again, if anybody wants to say the whatever Camille Cosby was trying to say, that this was a rush to judgment, and they you know, I heard some people say he wanted to buy NBC, so they're just letting him know, they're just putting him in his place. How long ago was that? How long ago was it that Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC? Oprah Winfrey has her own network. No, it's not NBC, but she has her own network. So what is it that you're trying to say? I liked Bill Cosby when I was growing up. I remember Bill Cosby on, what was it? No, that was Morgan Freeman. Bill Cosby was on something where he had the little pencil that would do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, he had the little pencil thing that would write. I don't remember what show it was. But I will tell you this. I will call absolute bullshit on networks trying to take his show, The Cosby Show, out of syndication. And I call bullshit on that because Bill Cosby did not do that show by himself. Bill Cosby had castmates. You take The Cosby Show off the air, you want to bring more viewers to your network, and you want to make this big announcement, oh, well, we're going to pull The Cosby Show off of our network. For what? You're taking money out of more people's pockets than just Bill Cosby. Why are you going to punish somebody that didn't have shit to do with what he did? Why are you going to punish them? What sense does that make? What sense does it make? You know, it's just like the same thing I say about O.J. Simpson. And if you don't like it, sorry. O.J. Simpson was the man on the football field when he played football. What he did off the field should have no bearing whatsoever with what he was accused of, with anything that he did off the field. Because trust me, some of y'all that are listening to my show right now, if you were judged by what you did inside of work and outside of work, some of y'all would be underneath the jail, and you know that's true. You know that's true. So why are you going to take The Cosby Show out of syndication because of what Bill Cosby did? He didn't do that on the show. Bill Cosby didn't drug anybody and have sex with them on his show. Bill Cosby wasn't appropriate, it wasn't inappropriate with anyone on his show. You didn't ever see a show where he was grabbing, groping, caressing, or anything, any of his female castmates, younger, older, same age, whatever. You never saw any of that. The Cosby Show, the show, The Cosby Show, opened doors for other shows to come out, for other shows to be the top shows out there. The Cosby Show opened doors for shows like The Hughleys. The Hughleys
was at one time the number one show on ABC. Black-ish is one of the top shows on ABC. Family Matters, again, one of the top shows. I believe that was also on ABC. Maybe it was NBC. No, I think that was ABC. So you're going to take a show off the air. You're going to take money. Look, I understand it. I was on a TV show. I know how residuals work. Every time your show is aired, you get a check from that. Why are you going to take those checks out of other people's pockets because of something that one of the cast did? Even if his name was on the show, even if he was the executive producer of the show. Nobody has to take up for the mistakes that we as people make, and I get it. I just got finished saying how if you're in the public eye, you have a certain level of responsibility. I absolutely get that. But it doesn't make any sense to me why you would take money from somebody who is completely innocent in a situation that went on. Yes. Harvey Weinstein is accused of rape and sexual harassment. Yes, Bill O'Reilly, from reports, had to pay over $13 million or had to pay $13 million or paid $13 million in hush money to keep women quiet about sexual harassment. Yes, Matt Lauer is accused of sexual harassment. Yes, James Franco is accused of sexual harassment. Yes, Roy Price, the former head of Amazon Pictures, Amazon Studios, whatever it's called, is accused of sexual harassment. And I'm not defending any of those men. I am absolutely not. But there hasn't been one story of any of those men that I just named drugging a woman in order to have some type of sexual activity with them. So if you want to make this a race thing, oh, you know, the white boys can get away with it, but the one time a black guy does it, he gets thrown under the jail. Please, once again, know what you're talking about. And if you want to call me naive, you can say it. If you Billy Badass enough to say it to me, okay. But to come out and say and try and make this a race thing, oh, they're only doing this because he's black. Oh, they're only doing this because he tried to buy NBC and they're just putting him in his place. What? No. They're only doing this because of the things he was accused of. Now, if he didn't do what he is accused of, listen, if I was Bill Cosby and I did not do any of the things that I'm accused of, hey.
As I was saying, I don't know anybody that is 100% innocent of what they did that doesn't want to go to court as quickly as they can. And I will say it for the third time, just so that I don't get any of the hate mail. If there was some type of chicanery going on within the prosecution, if there was some kind of chicanery going on within the women that came to him, if this was some type of a setup, then, okay, that's wrong. But I haven't heard that. I guess it's something I wouldn't hear. Basically, the point that I'm trying to make is it's hard for me to believe this has anything to do with race. When you are accused of such serious things as Mr. Cosby is accused of, I can fully understand why he ended up in the courtroom when he did. And I don't want to hear anybody say anything about money because Bill Cosby's got money. If I saw correctly, the same attorney that represented Michael Jackson represented Bill Cosby. And I'm only saying that because I saw a man walk out of the courtroom with the same kind of hair. And that was about the same build. I didn't research to see who Bill Cosby's attorney was. So I don't know if that's true or not. But when you want to try and downplay what he did because other people haven't been brought to court or haven't been had to stand in court yet, I think that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Now, if there is an appeal, I would love to see Bill Cosby 100% vindicated. I would love to hear how this was all some type of a conspiracy, some type of a setup against him. I don't wish anything negative on Bill Cosby. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit and say, well, you know, if the Harvey Weinsteins of the world haven't been brought to court yet, how come Bill Cosby has? I'm not going to say that. I can't say that. I'm not one of those people that can say, oh, well, you know, it's a black man, so, you know, it's only happening because. Nope, lost me there. I just can't do it. Can't do it, and I refuse to do it. So, there you have it. Last thing I was going to talk about, but I have absolutely run out of time, and it would take too much time for me to try and talk about it now. Last thing I was going to talk about was, you know, these YouTube stars or these people that come out and act a fool and get all of these followers and all of this. Because, look, I'm an actor for real. I do not believe you can teach somebody how to be a good actor. That has to be innately in you. It's almost like it's a gift. I don't think you can teach somebody how to be a good athlete. They have to have a level of athleticism already. You can just teach them the technical parts of whatever sport it is, just like you can teach somebody that already has the gift of acting within them. You can teach them the technical parts of the craft, but I don't think you can teach somebody to be an actor. But the people that we are putting on a pedestal in today's day and age, it's sinful. It's absolutely sinful. But that's going to have to wait for a different show. Maybe in 2 weeks, because I've got two really cool guests coming up the next 2 weeks, so maybe in 3 weeks. But I do absolutely thank you all for joining me this evening. If you agree with me, as it says in my intro, if you agree with me, great. If you disagree with me, okay. I have my thought patterns. I think how I think. And I speak from my heart. And that's all I can do. But these two situations that I had time to speak about tonight, it's just incredible to me how they are being seen and how they are being taken. It really does. So I do hope you all have a great week this week. Join me next week. Think I'm going to leave my guest a surprise until I start promoting it next week. But I think you'll like her. I really do. I hope you all have a great week. Please look out for each other. Look out for yourselves. Love yourselves. Love one another. And let's try and get on the same page. I wish you all a great week. We are out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.